On Thursday, Governor Asa Hutchinson received the final report from his task force to advance the state of law enforcement in Arkansas, which he established in September following the protests that erupted after the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota.
And so this task force went to work. I asked Fred Weatherspoon, who is our director at the Law Enforcement Training Academy, to lead the effort. The goal was discussion, it was ideas, but yes, it was also action items that would come out of this. And again, it was to address the law enforcement training, discipline, accountability, but also recruitment and retention was a part of the work of this task force.
The task force was made up of 24 members that included law enforcement officials and community activists. Together, they submitted 27 recommendations to the governor. Some of those recommendations, which will require legislative approval, are to increase the ratio of full-time to part-time officers, to give the Commission for Law Enforcement Standards and Training the authority to require new law enforcement agencies to have a full-time police chief, and to enhance accountability for excessive force, dishonesty, or deceit.
And so this legislation will require, make those as mandatory reporting items to the Commission. That way, if someone wants to hire an officer, you can check that database. You can see if they've ever used excessive force or been discharged for dishonesty or deceit. These are critical elements of accountability and making sure that we have the right people on the street protecting our citizens.
The recommendations also include a number of items the governor can adopt without legislation, like increasing mandatory annual bias training from 2 hours to 4 hours, developing programs in cooperation with community leaders, faith-based organizations, and nonprofits to build trust between communities and law enforcement officers, incorporating de-escalation and crisis intervention training into minimum training standards, and supporting a bilingual Know Your Rights campaign. Task Force member Jimmy Warren, who you've heard on our program before as the group was developing these recommendations, thanked the governor for being willing to have difficult conversations about race and policing and for establishing the task force in response to those discussions. Warren was co-chair of the Committee on Training, Policy, and Operations as they relate to race and community relations.
In our task force, in our committee, you will see things that came about as recommendations for the body cameras. You saw us look at how 287G expanded and affected the Hispanic community. We also talked about the implicit bias training, cultural competency training, de-escalation training, and duty to intervene. There's a recommendation made that those are standardized and implemented for the state of Arkansas, so every officer in the state will have that training.
Other recommendations had to do with retaining quality officers, like having officer salaries that are comparable to the median income in a given region. You can find a link to the full report at OzarksAtLarge.com. You can also find the governor's full announcement on his YouTube channel.